98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Did you see that Neo and Akon have announced a third night at Three Arena?
I can't say I'm surprised, Brendan, when you think about all of their songs.
Yeah.
That's going to be some show.
Yeah, so three nights. So the extra date is April 23rd.
Yeah.
So it's the Nights Like This tour. There's going to be 59 shows throughout their whole tour. So they're going to be at Three Arena Thursday, April 23rd, 24th and 25th. Neo and Akon. Tickets are on sale already.
Just
as far as I know.
Seeing here, Brendan, that the 25th of April is a Saturday night.
Oh, there you go. That's the one you'll want. Or the 24th is a Friday as well.
Friday,
so that'll
or
do.
Saturday
we
as
can
well.
Do either of those, my love.
I know the way we were so worried about going to bed early.
Yeah, I know.
But they're going to be amazing. And sorry, earlier on here on 98FM's Big Breakfast, we were playing their collab together. Neo, Akon and David Guetta, Play Hard.
Yeah, tune.
I wonder what they open the show with. Work hard, play hard. Would it
yeah,
be like
it's,
that?
It's an opener or a closer, isn't it? It's going to bookend it either way,
I'd say. Or I kind of hear a bit of convict music, Akon. Yeah, that's going to be a great gig.
I think you're going more than one night. I come here in other amazing gig news that you will also be very interested in. Moby is going to be playing Kilmainham in August, the 21st of August.
Wow.
With Faithless.
Stop.
Sorry, this is right up my street.
And August as well. A 21st lovely of summer August. Night.
Yeah.
No rain.
A balmy
a bit
evening
of heat.
In Dublin.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tickets for that on sale this Friday. And I will take this opportunity to once again tell you the story about the time that Moby let Rebecca and myself cross the road when we were on holiday in LA.
Yeah, it was so funny. So myself and Brendan were rushing to get to the other side of the road. I think we were trying to go home and eat something probably after a long day of shopping. And a nice man let us cross. Because I think it's, you know, you're not meant to cross the road willy-nilly in states or whatever.
Yeah.
And we both looked at each other afterwards and we said, what? Do you know that? Was that Moby?
Was that Moby? And it was. Moby let us cross the road.
Moby said go.
Moby said go.
Literally. Yeah. What a strange celebrity interaction. Okay, so great gigs to look forward to in Dublin.
They're really good.
Something else very exciting happening is the St. Patrick's Day Festival. So the whole plan for it has been announced. So it's going to be taking place from the 14th to the 17th of March.
Oh, those dates took me by surprise.
Of course, the National St. Patrick's Day Parade, and that's happening on the 17th, which is Paddy's Day itself. The theme this year is roots.
Oh, yeah. I need to get mine done.
Same. celebrating heritage and ancient legends which exist alongside contemporary culture. So, it's going to be the traditional path for the parade. Parnell Square, spectators lining the streets, a sea of green and 12 magnificent floats.
Very good.
Yeah.
It's always very impressive to watch.
Yeah, so the full programme for the St. Patrick's Day Festival, that's on stpatricksfestival.ie if you're making some plans. So between that, Akon, Neo, Moby and Faithless.
There's a lot going on.
What more could you want?
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98 FM.
Good morning to Kieran in Goldstown, who says, my little win is I've moved desks in my office and now I've a view out the window.
Oh, very nice.
Lovely stuff.
A bit of natural light.
Yeah, it's good. And Katie in Clonsilla says, my little win is I had to get a new driver's license photo and it doesn't look atrocious.
Good.
Public service announcement. There is a photo booth in Stephen's Green Shopping Centre outside Dunn Stores on the ground floor and the lighting is excellent.
I might go in there just to make myself feel better about myself.
Don't buy the photo. Just sit there and look.
Take a few selfies
it's
in that booth.
Really good lighting in the booth.
Good to know.
Yeah.
There no, because there's one picture. It's one on my passport and I did it at home during COVID.
Yeah.
And like, I hadn't got my hair done in 2 years. My eyebrows. It's not a good look. So I cannot wait until 2030 when I can change that picture. I'll be flying it into Stephen's Green. Here's Eilish.
Good morning, I'm Eilish and I'm going to school with my 98FM water bottle and toddy key.
Aww.
Oh, you are adorable.
Sorry for calling you Eilish. Eilish,
thank you for listening.
Thank you so much. Have a fabulous day. Here's Orla.
So, guys, my little win for today is that I dropped my little baba to crash without any crying. So, very proud of myself.
Woo.
I just did that very quick, so he didn't even get a chance to cry. Thank you.
That's a brilliant little win.
That's a big win.
Good morning to Giovanni.
I'm going to do my first PT session today. Let's go.
Go on.
Go on, Giovanni. That's the energy we all need of a Wednesday.
Leona's been on as well.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win is I have lost another 2 pounds, and in total, I have lost over 4 stone. Whoa. Since June last year.
Wow.
And I'm still going. I'm not going to stop.
Leona. Fair play to you.
That's absolutely incredible. Go you for sticking
congrats.
To it. And Hannah in Ballycullen, good morning.
Hi, 98FM. My name is Hannah. Today's my 10th birthday. I'm in my double digits era, baby. Thank you. Bye.
Hannah. Happy birthday.
Oh my gosh.
My double digits
Hannah,
era.
Hannah, you're amazing. I hope you enjoy this new era. Thank you so, so much for sending in your voice notes this morning with your little wins.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Make love on 98FM's Big Breakfast. It is 8:17 on Wednesday morning. What are you laughing at?
Well, speaking of making love, I have some bad news for you this morning. If you're a driver of a Tesla, a BMW or a Range Rover, if you're sitting in the car, any of those listening to us this morning, a Tesla, a BMW or a Range Rover, bad news, you're a terrible lover.
Oh, you can feel Bob, but you're a terrible lover.
According to the car you're driving. There's a short piece in The Sun this morning which also says if you're driving a Renault, an Audi or an Audi or a Volkswagen, you are the best in bed. Right?
So I drive a Polo.
Tesla. Oh yeah, I don't know where that comes.
Volkswagen.
Well, excuse me. A Tesla, BMW or a Range Rover, you're a terrible lover. Are you driving any of those this morning? Are you listening? And do you suspect maybe you mightn't be great? We'd love to hear from you.
Do you think this survey rings true?
Yeah. Or are you driving a Renault, Audi or a Volkswagen, and do you think, you know, ding dong,
I'm personally thrilled in my Volkswagen Polo. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you now. Is there anything in this? Would you agree?
Oh, sorry, you have a Polo, a Volkswagen. Uh-huh. Oh, sorry, there you go. Jesus, that's great for you. I don't drive. What happens there?
Oh, I'm not sure about that, Brendan. Oh, I don't know what that means. Listen, let us know now. Yeah, if you're driving any of those cars, now, do you think that that survey's true? 0877 989898.
And if you have any feedback for me.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
The results of some study in the papers this morning claiming that if you are a driver of a Tesla, a BMW or a Range Rover, it's an indicator you're a terrible lover.
Sorry.
Very short piece in The Sun this morning. Also says those who are driving a Renault, an Audi or a Volkswagen are the best in bed. You're the driver of a Volkswagen Polo, Rebecca.
I am, Brendan, and we were a bit confused because you don't drive.
I don't drive.
So we don't know what that means. But we were asking you listening this morning if you think there's any truth to this survey, and Breed has been on.
Brendan, that probably means you're a bit like a passenger princess. You just sit back and let it all happen. Fair play to you. And I'm in a helicopter and I totally agree with that.
Breeda, fair play to you.
Thank you so much.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Sequence and Clamour.
Incredible prizes.
And some dodgy lashes.
98FM.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday's edition of your favourite game. It is Matchy Matchy. Your chance to win some genuinely incredible prizes by sending either Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth and trying to say the same three words as us. Here is AI Us with more detail.
Thanks, Rebecca and Brendan. It's time to win. Check out these prizes.
Win a motor racing voucher.
A cheese board and candle.
A Dyson Airwrap.
A 200 euro grocery voucher.
A soup maker.
A pair of traitor's cloaks.
Ooh. A massage gun.
A morning with alpacas.
And how do you fancy a meal for two?
Or maybe just you.
At a top Dublin restaurant.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy. Oh, I love that. A solo date with two portions.
I apologise for the way I said detail. I don't know what the emphasis was.
Were you about to say detail?
I think I was. I don't know what happened. I love the idea that AI Rebecca and Brendan suggest you could take that dinner alone. A solo date.
Yeah.
Love that.
Oh my gosh. Mm. You'd be ordering the early bird for two.
You would.
Good morning to Danielle, who's in the car on the school run in Dublin 1. Danielle, how are you?
Morning, Rebecca. I'm good.
Good morning, Danielle. Who's in the car with you this morning?
Me two daughters, Milan and London, and me son, Elijah.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, Danielle.
The names are
incredible. Love that. Milan, London. And Elijah. They are such great names. Danielle, do you guys listen to Matchy Matchy most mornings?
Every morning.
Are you any good when you play along?
I matched three with Russell last week.
Oh! Ooh.
Yeah, I matched three with Russell last week and I've matched twice a couple of times with Rebecca.
Sorry, right. I'm not in the picture here, Danielle. What's going on?
I know, I'm sorry. I don't mean to burst your bubble. I don't mean to make you feel unimportant.
Danielle. You really did deliver that very kindly to our friend.
Thank you so much.
Who would you guys like to play with this morning?
Not me.
I think I'll go for you, Rebecca. Surprise.
Okay, I love this, Danielle. Thank you so much.
I'm feeling very unimportant. Okay, Danielle.
Yeah.
Let's get a matchy matchy this morning. Your first word is wet.
Wet.
Mm-hmm.
Clothes.
Wet clothes?
Yeah.
Your second word is face.
Face or face?
Face. F-A-C-E. Face.
Face mask.
Face mask. And your third word is drag.
Drag queen.
Drag queen. Okay, after wet, you're saying clothes. After face, you've said mask. And after drag, you're saying queen. Danielle, are we locking those in?
We are indeed.
We're locking them in. The words are locked in and we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth.
Good morning.
How was that trip this morning?
Very nice. A pair of eyelashes.
Oh, lovely.
I think they were Cheryl's.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember? Are they still on the go? The girls allowed lashes?
I'd definitely wear them if I could.
Yeah. Were you a Cheryl pair?
Yeah, I used to wear Cheryl the odd time, but I feel like now I might be more of a Nicola.
Okay, I see. Your first word to Matchy Matchy with Danielle is wet.
Wet wipe.
Your second word is face.
Face mask.
And your third word is drag.
Drag queen.
Have you got a matchy matchy with Danielle this morning? Two out of three.
Oh, where did I go?
You both said face mask. You both said drag queen. After wet, Danielle went with clothes.
Oh, Danielle, I'm so sorry.
Great answers.
Okay.
Great answers all round this morning, guys. Sorry we didn't do it by the skin of our teeth. Danielle, we're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you. Thank
Cheers, Danielle. Bye, guys. Bye. Have a great day. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning. If you match three with Rev this morning, we would love to hear from you. WhatsApp Matchy and your name to 0877 98 98 98. And those prizes could be yours, including a Dyson Airwrap, a day with some alpacas, and a cheese board.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM. With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
It is a bit of a different type of Brendan's Bit this morning because Brendan's not beside me in studio. He's actually out and about. Brendan, what's going on?
Good morning. I'm in the back of a 98FM Thunder. I have my cape on, my super sniffer cape on. I have my super sniffer blindfold beside me, which will be going on as soon as Brendan's Bit is over. Because this morning you have tested me to see, challenged me to see if I can tell which side of Dublin I am on based on smell alone, which makes absolutely no sense, but I'm going to give it a bash anyway.
Oh, I can't wait for 98FM Super Sniffer later on. But in the meantime, business as usual. You're going to be chatting about a rave this morning.
That is on the way. First though, Rebecca, if you ever have enough of me and you can't face the 5 a.m. alarms and the thoughts of pretending to giggle along to another Brendan's Bit,
actually giggling.
I found the perfect job for you. I obviously hope that day never comes, by the way. This is the job ad title. Dream Greek Island Escape. Free accommodation for cat lovers on Syros.
Sign me up. I'm out of here. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
She's off. This is the ad, right? It reads, Are you a passionate cat lover seeking an unforgettable adventure?
Yes.
The stunning Greek island of Syros offers responsible volunteers free accommodation, breakfast and utilities in exchange for helping care for rescued and stray cats.
Oh my God. And I was only there last summer. My sister got married on that island.
Is that where she got married?
The Greeks love cats, Brendan. There's cats everywhere.
Yeah, so it says that Syros boasts pristine beaches, charming villages and a peaceful vibe. However, it has a large stray cat population.
Yes.
So it says the Syros Cats Volunteer Programme welcomes mature, healthy and fit adults, both singles or couples, right?
Yeah.
And so it goes through the daily tasks. So you'd have to work 5-hour days,
yeah,
5 days a week. And it says often in the morning. So obviously you're very qualified for the morning.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. So these tasks include feeding resident and street cats.
Yeah.
Cleaning enclosures and litter trays. Would you be okay with that?
I suppose.
Grooming and cuddling kittens and shy cats.
Sure, they groom themselves. I can cuddle them.
Yeah. Administering medication.
Yeah.
There's gardening and maintenance involved, which is a bit surprising. And then assisting with vet visits, right?
Okay.
So they're the tasks. In exchange for your help, you will receive a private bedroom in a shared house. You'd be sharing a kitchen, bathroom and living area, but you'd have your own private bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And breakfast and all utilities covered.
Gosh, that's fantastic.
Isn't it? So now there's a few, you know, stipulations. You have to stay for at least 1 month.
Okay.
So would you be okay now with staying on a Greek island for a month?
A month in Greece. Oh, I'm sure I could figure it out.
Would you be okay with... Okay, grand. That's okay. And then the ad ends with the note, experience with feral cats is a bonus.
I actually do have some experience with feral cats. Believe it or not.
I've been called worse.
Very good.
There you go. That sounds like an incredible job if
Obsessed.
You like Greece and stray cats. Finally this morning, thousands of people have just been to a massive outdoor rave in Portugal, right?
Oh, wow.
Take a listen to just a bit of the impressive set.
Oh, the beat's about to drop.
Oh, right? So there are thousands of people outdoors in a big square at this rave.
Yeah.
It's incredible to see. It sounds great as well. Who is the headliner, I hear you ask? Is it Calvin Harris? David Guetta? Maybe Tiesto? No. None of them. It's a priest.
What?
There is a priest in Portugal who has become mega famous for DJing on the side.
Fair play
and this
to him.
Is not just, you know, in the local parish hall or whatever. Padre Guillerme is hoping to take young people from the dance floor to the church by using electronic music to spread a message of unity and joy. So he has played some of the world's biggest stages, including Tomorrowland.
Gosh, he's really making it big.
No, it's like it's absolutely the set, the lighting, the staging, the crowd is all so impressive. He has now got 2.7 million followers on Instagram. And I had a quick look through some of the comments this morning and I was done when I read this one.
Yeah.
This, right? Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. People are just too funny. That is Brendan's bit.
Brendan.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Can you actually imagine, though, going to that on a Sunday morning?
Oh, I know, yeah. Sign me up.
And sign me up to Syros to look after stray cats.
Oh, there you go. Brendan. We're both sorted.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Northside.
Or... Northside.
Who is it? It's 98 FM's...
Oh my God!
Super Sniffer!
Oh, I love this so much. 98FM's Super Sniffer is back. We previously got Brendan to identify what supermarket he was in by scent alone. He also did it with Christmas chocolates. But now I think this is his toughest challenge yet. Can our Brendan tell the difference between the north side and the south side just by the scent alone? Brendan, hello, how are you feeling?
Good morning. Sorry, can I just say whoever made that jingle, that is your best work ever. That is incredible. Thank you so much for that marvellous introduction. I'm good. I'm cold. I'm outside. I don't know where I am. I'm blindfolded. I have my red blindfold and my red super sniffer cape on. And this is definitely my toughest challenge yet.
Brendan, we have our faith in you now. You're going to step into position, take a big whiff.
Okay.
And you're going to try and identify whether you're on the south side or the north side.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. So can I just say, it's either Russell or Ruan's aftershave is throwing me off here. Is someone wearing Chanel? I can smell someone. I'm supposed to be smelling outside. Okay, I am getting, and I'm pointing, even though I can't see, I'm getting a whiff of the hops from the Guinness storehouse from that direction. It's right. Windy, it's cold.
Yeah.
But it's faint, it's far away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the opposite side of the river to the Guinness storehouse. So I okay. am on, I'm on the, that's on the, sorry, what side is that? It's on the south. I'm on the north side.
Brendan, can you in 3, 2, 1 take off your blindfold and tell us whether you are in fact
ridiculous.
On the north side this morning? 3, 2, 1.
Where? Yeah, am I? I'm on the north side. Am I
Brendan,
right?
Where are you on the north side?
I'm on the north
are
side.
You on the north side? Lads! No, this is outrageous.
I'm in the Phoenix Park. Sorry, I'm in the Phoenix Park. Am I right with the Guinness Storehouse thing? Yeah, it's over there. I pointed slightly wrong, but it is over there. I can smell it.
Oh, my
lads, would you give it
gosh,
up?
Gosh, I cannot believe you've done it the first time.
I thought I was going to like be completely like just either choosing one or the other, but I could smell the like the hops or whatever you can smell from that factory.
Brendan,
but it wasn't up
bravo,
close.
Bravo, the super sniffer reigns supreme.
So
he's done it again. He's correctly guessed that he is on the north side. Brendan, you have some nose and you're going to do it again tomorrow.
I will. Will I be able to do it again? Probably
well
not.
Well done, you. 98FM Super Sniffer continuing tomorrow here on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.